Yes, sir.
All right. It is 10:33 a.m. on Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. We'll call this regular meeting of Jefferson County Commissioners' Court of Order. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce.
If you don't mind, just please bow your heads. Lord, we come asking that you give that divine wisdom to each and every member of this court. Lord, we not only ask that, we ask that you put your loving arms around the employees of Jefferson County. And keep each and every family strong and moving in the right direction. Lord, we ask that you hold our country together and make sure that we have those loved ones that are way protecting us, keeping their families strong. Lord, we ask all these blessings in your darling son, name Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me for the pledge of our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll begin our agenda today with the purchasing item A, received by the bid. Received for invitation for bid for vehicle for Jacksonburg Regional Airport. Item B is received by bid, received for invitation for bid for term contract for asphalt products for Jefferson County. Item C is execute received by contract renewal for term contract for marine motor fuel for Jefferson County for a second 1 year option to Suncoast Resources from May 4th, 2021 to May 3rd, 2022. Item D is to execute receipt file contract for Hurricane Harvey repairs for Jefferson County Southern Courthouse in Port Arthur, pursuant to Chapter 262, Section Local Government Code of the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulation, Section 200.318-326, with McKinnon's Construction Inc. in the amount of $153,343. Item E is considered approved, executed, received, and filed an agreement with Thompson & Reuters in Jefferson County for a West ProFlex online subscription for library patron access. This is a 1 year agreement running July 1st, 2021 to June 30th, 2022 with monthly cost of $2,160.02 for two users, which includes an addendum to exclude an automatic renewal of the agreement upon expiration. This agreement is according to contract DIRLGLCALIR-02. And item F is considered an approved contract extension for Jefferson County Bank Depository Contract with Wells Fargo from May 11, 2021 through June 25th, 2021. Do you have a motion on those items, Mr. Ferguson?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sandow. Who's that? Commissioner Bush. All right, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes. Have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider approved budget transfer to the jail for additional cost for inmate medical costs in the amount of $600,000. Item B is consider approved budget transfer to the district clerk for the purchase of high density shelving units in the amount of $1,525. Item C is regular county bill check number 482261 through 482481. The motion on those items under audit.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
No discussion, but Patrick, this is one of those eligible to be recouped through our relief funds, COVAC relief funds, is it?
We're going to do our best,
okay,
to define that because of the overcrowding.
Those a lot of that overcrowding consists of those new ones, are what we call pin ready individuals, correct?
Yes, that's part of the problem. So we're going to look at that. That is something maybe at the end of court today. I'll kind of visit a little bit, give you an update on that. Rescue plan money.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we'll do item A first, conduct a public hearing regarding amending the Emerald Biofuels Reinvestment Zone pursuant to section 312.204 of the Texas Tax Code. We are open for a public, or do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Peters, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now open this public hearing. I'll just mention that this is just enlarging by a few acres the meets and bounds descriptions of the Emerald Biofuels Reinvestment Zone that was previously put in place by the board. So anyone who wishes to come to the podium, they can come up to the podium and make a comment. Anyone who's online, they can press star 6 in order to make public comment. Hearing none, we'll close this public hearing. We'll go on to item C. Conduct a public hearing regarding an amended property tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Emerald Biofuels pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And this public hearing is now open on the amended property tax abatement agreement. Again, if you wish to make public comment, come to the lectern. If you're present, if you're not present, and you're online, you will need to press star 6 to unmute your line. And this is just to push back a few months the beginning of the abatement agreement because of delayed construction activities related to COVID. Hearing no comment, we'll close this public hearing. Item B, under County Commissioners, consider and possibly approve amended order for the Emerald Biofuels Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Texas Tax Code 312.204. Item D is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute amended property tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Emerald Biofuels pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item E is consider and possibly approve an order to rescind the courthouse reopening plan. Item F is considered possibly approved and authorized the county to execute receipt file and demolition waiver for the city of Fort Ocker for property located at 2047 8th Street in Fort Ocker, Texas. And I believe that's from photographs attached to the agenda. And item G is considered possibly approved and resolution for the Westbrook basketball team via addendum. Item H, consider possibly approving authorized candidate to execute memorandum of understanding between the Marte College Fort Ocker Department of Board Sports and Continuing Education in Jefferson County. The motion on those items under County Commission?
Judge, let me question something before you.
Let me get a motion and a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion.
G. I think G may be worded incorrect because of the resolution I reviewed said Beaumont United. Is that another resolution?
You are correct, Commissioner. Thank you for that correction. With that correction, do you
still
re-urge your motion and second?
Second.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for pointing that out.
The other question, and I guess, is this correct? Rescind the courthouse reopening?
Well, rescind the order.
Okay.
That we initially put in place on May 19th of 2020 to make masks optional with the members of the public. And of course, CDC said that if you had both doses of the vaccine, that you don't need to wear the mask. Which would be at least 60% of our employees. Same.
Okay.
Right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Nothing from engineering or airport or anything else that we can Short. Is there anything any member of the commission report?
Yes, Judge. I spoke with the county engineer. I've been having several communications with Patrick, and I had a conversation with Kerry this morning. I didn't see Dale. I'm having quite a bit of trouble out of the air conditioning system that Johnson Control put in at the sub courthouse. During the elections, it's been, my employees are spending quite a bit amount of time on monitoring and correcting, and the elected officials are calling my office, just in the tax office this weekend. Last Friday, the air conditioner went off because the unit froze up. I think I've called so much to Johnson Control, they're not responding, which I find upsetting that they're not responding. They want to correct problems over the phone. My secretaries, neither do I, nor my maintenance guys have the qualifications to monitor their systems. I think Greg has got involved here. I think Patrick got Greg involved to look at our system and with some things going on. Tanya spent almost 2 hours a day monitoring the other rooms. That's not what I signed up for when we paid them $16 million. Either we need to do a workshop on it, or something needs to be corrected, or I'm going to ask for another employee doing budget hearing just to monitor their system, which I know this court didn't sign up for that. When we ask for a body to come down, they tell us, well, we're looking at it on the computer. Y'all crazy. That's not happening. We're taking photos. We're taking thermometer readings. We're doing everything we can humanly do possible. And we're documenting everything. I forwarded all these contacts to Patrick, and I think, Michelle, I think you got some of them, and Dale. And it's just getting out of hand.
I can understand your frustration, Commissioner. I think that's my pet peeve, is in this computer age where people are monitoring things via computer remotely, and they're telling me that the situation I'm telling them exists in my presence and within my eyesight, and they're telling me it doesn't exist, is very frustrating.
Yeah.
Kathleen, do we have any recourse in that contract?
I have to talk with Commissioner Sinabal. This is the first I've heard about it.
Yeah,
we need to take it there. We need to make sure that we're with Kathleen, Patrick. Let's see if there's any recourse, and let's go take action appropriate. Because I've heard him say this three times already.
Yeah, we haven't paid the final payment.
Yes,
I know we're still holding funds.
Okay.
I think we do need to, as Commissioner said, we're going to have to get people trained or at least backed up on this system so we know if they're going to turn it over to us. We need to do it, or we're going to have to either have a contract to work it or hire an additional person.
Not only that, some of the parts that they installed had 1 year warranty. We've expired that 1 year, and now Deb is having to look at trying to get into another contract to pay for parts that they installed.
So let me also say that the sheriff has had some issues at the jail. The sheriff and Greg were in my office, and they were doing a training. Greg was going to go down and train some of the staff down there to how to use the computer system. I don't know. Can you tell if that happened or what the results were?
Where is Deb today?
She's on vacation.
They did come out and go over it with our maintenance guys, but we're still having some of the same issues that commissioners have. And they look at the system, and because the system reads this, they don't believe it's occurring out in the actual infrastructure of the jail. And plus, another contractor came in and did some repairs to our existing chillers, and Johnson Controls didn't agree with the way they did it, so they tried to put some of the contractors.
So it sounds like it's not a training issue.
No, it's not a training issue, because even when, Tanya and Shanita's been I mean, every morning, it's in the first 30 minutes, and I sent complaints from other things. And the one guy came in and trained them. But then they'll do what they told them. They say, well, you know, y'all got something off. You know, tell us it's raining on us, mud, for lack of another term. And I know, I say, I'm not crazy. So, I mean, it's frustrating, and I've been very patient by not putting it on the record. That's what I'm doing today. I'm going to put it on the record that I'm totally dissatisfied with Johnson Control and that system for $16 million.
But it's our maintenance department out of the jail, in my opinion. There's some operational issues. This is just not a training issue.
That's right.
Yeah, I was trying to pay
me
in when you said
that. Yeah, I think you were. But I just wanted to be on the record for that.
Okay, just because you're correct about the issue you have, that means you're not crazy.
Oh, yeah, well, I've been accused of that.
He got
I taught school for 20 years. Everybody get out of that. Gotta be crazy.
Jeff, can I make one other comment? On May the 19th at 10 a.m. on South China Road, we're going to have a demonstration of a new road solution that we hope makes our roads last longer. I've sent an invitation to a number of people, and I'll send out more, but just won't put that out. Anybody like to come see that on May the 19th? We would love to have, we're going to have some of the road already completed, and we'll have a park and we'll be putting it down so you can see both completed and putting it in the soft. Anybody like to see it?
Thank you. Any elected official have anything they'd like to bring in to the attention of the public before we adjourn? Wayne, will you come forward?
Sure. Thank you, sir.
So back on Johnson Controls, yeah, we'll do a workshop. Let's just get them out here. Yeah, force their hand. Yesterday, the Treasury, and that's the Treasury, issued some guidelines for getting the what they call the coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds, or what probably been termed as the American Rescue Plan. As you probably already know, or kind of have an idea, we're looking at $49 million being allocated to Jefferson County. Next week, we'll put an agenda item on there for the court to sign an agreement to have those funds sent to us. It'll come in 50%, should come shortly after that. And I've sent out some information to y'all on some of the guidance. I think Fran got on a webinar yesterday, and I tried to get on, but they were crowded. Kicked us off, but what they're really promoting is to use these funds to recover from the coronavirus, but to stimulate and do projects. So that's kind of, we're going to work within those guidelines. You touched upon the expenses we've had so far. That's something we're going to go back and capture as far as what we were out of pocket for actual coronavirus response, and then some of those things with our medical plan out at the jail, where we probably had some indirect effects the coronavirus. So capture that.
Well, not just medical, but our aggravated costs associated with additional prisoners
who weren't
taken by TDCJ.
Right. We'll try to, you know, the more specific we can, the better our argument is utilizing it for past expenses. You know, they still want this. This doesn't have to be spent until right now. The deadline is December of 2024. Mm-hmm. So what we've seen is some of our guidance is to come up with a spending plan, and those are things we're going to need to work on and possibly coordinate with the cities, because there'll be, if you hadn't already gotten responses or request, we will begin to receive a lot of requests from a lot of entities to utilize this fund. And there'll be a lot of consultants that will be out there to help us spend that money too. So just know that that's all coming.
Please find out how much we are allocated to on that consultant side of things, because we don't want to chew it up that direction.
Well, I don't know that they've really given a breakout to say what's admin law. I think it's more these are the categories they're looking to, they want you to spend it on.
Yes, those.
And those have kind of been, you know, the four main areas.
Four main support, urgent COVID response efforts continue to decrease the spread of the virus, bring a pandemic under control, and as it replaced the public sector revenue, strengthen support the virus, public service, and help retain jobs. And the other ones is support immediate economic stimulation of households and businesses and address systematic public health and economic development, economic challenge that have contributed to inequities and impact pandemic on certain populations. So that's the four they basically have.
So the cities are not getting their own allocation?
Yes, they are.
Yes.
And then we still have to give them part of
the question is whether or not you're going to want to partner on, let's just say, broadband issues.
Okay. Right.
You know, do you want to partner on that?
I got you.
They just want to make sure you're not overlapping.
Okay.
Some of that. Two of the cities, I believe Beaumont and Port Arthur, should get a direct allocation. Yes. The rest will probably come via the state. Right.
I think
they're going to get allocations, but they might pass through the state through those. I think it's got to be.
I was stopped by the mayor of China, and I told him whatever was legal with one of the projects they had. But the first thing is we got to find out what all of them are getting, so we can make sure their priorities are right, because we have. Look at the big picture in Jefferson County.
Yeah, they're TM. If you look on TML, they have some guidance for them.
Okay.
Too.
So I think China's giving like $250,000 or something like that. Is that in that $49 million, or is that a separate allocation?
It's a separate allocation.
No, this $49 million is just for Jefferson County. Oh, yeah. Into Jefferson County.
It's water infrastructure is one of the eligible activity, which is what they need.
The sewer system.
Yeah. But if you know, take it.
Water and sewer.
That water and sewer.
Water, sewer, treatment
facility.
Yeah. But if you look at some, I think I sent some of that in the email, just as the guidance is coming out, it's getting, it looks to be less restrictive. What they don't want you to do is go replenish your rainy day fund, or build up your reserve, kind of do things like that.
So
as far as lost revenue, they have some actual formulas you can use.
So water and sewer is eligible to put water systems in?
Well, if this is what I've read, if, for example, they were damaged and it impacts the citizens there, that's one of the ways that you can creatively put it in.
The reason I'm asking is because Commissioner Bush, we've had discussions on trying to, because Teller Landing, which they're willing to pay for water and sewer. They own well water now.
Okay.
But the Lodomod always kick them out of getting grants. So if they're eligible, Commissioner, we need, but they're willing to pay. I don't know if that money will be eligible. I'm just asking.
Lodomod's funding, we did something to help the whole county, if you remember, with grants. I don't know if this would be eligible.
And Teller's Landing, where Dr. Muni is really, and the community's crying out for water, and get off of that well water. So.
Are they talking about West Jefferson Municipal or Trinity Bay?
West Jefferson. And I think Michelle's working on trying to see if they never qualify because they're considered an affluent neighborhood, but they wanted to pay. Because having it installed and paying fees, so.
Units of local governments.
I know, like China is being fined right now by TCDQ because they're not they're having some, they have their sewer system damaged, and so that's the reason they're asking.
We might have two of them.
Anything further? If not, we are adjourned. We have a workshop scheduled for 11 o'clock in 5 minutes, so thank you all for being here today. We are adjourned 2 minutes.
Okay.